Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Matt Williamson. This is the Locked On NFL Podcast. The last two times we talked, we did my top 10 offenses and my top 10 defenses with some honorable mentions thrown in there. Today, we are going to start position ranks. I'm going to do my top 10 quarterbacks, and I'm sure they will be controversial. Spread the word, see if people agree, disagree. There's going to be a couple in here I bet you do disagree with, and I'm cool with that. Bring it on. I want to hear what you have to say. Tomorrow we'll do, the next one we'll do running backs. I'm not sure if we'll do it tomorrow or Friday. Depends on my schedule, but probably Friday. We're brought to you by SeatGeek today. Just an FYI, I'll tell you about them a little bit later. But let's start with this list. We are going to go, okay. Four dudes that didn't make it. Eli Manning, Carson Palmer. Guys I think are sort of regressing. I'm more worried about Eli than I am Palmer. Wouldn't shock me if these guys are in the twilights of their career. But I think Palmer still has quite a bit left. I mean, if I had to pick between those two of who do I have to start a game, I would take Palmer. The other two that just missed are in the same draft class. Youngsters, Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota. Very, very high on both these guys, as you know. I think there's a great chance they are right in the top 10. It's very soon, sooner than later. Just outside the top 10, my number 11, last year's MVP, Cam Newton. And I'm not down on Newton. He's coming off a rough year. Never the most accurate guy. He's been taking a beating. Confidence seems to be stirred a little bit. It looks like they're going to change their offense wisely around him to accommodate what Newton does and maybe get the ball out of his hands quicker. But I just think that there's 10 guys a little better. You know, I mean, I think the highest I probably had ever had him ranked, it was six-ish right in that neighborhood. I wish he was a little more accurate, a little more pocket skills. A little less running, but he's a dangerous player, obviously, and is capable of greatness. But he doesn't quite make it. But you know who does make it? SeatGeek. Absolutely. Because SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the games, concerts. Oh, game 7 coming up for my Pens. That was a bad one last night. They were playing great and couldn't do it. But anyways, I might have to get on SeatGeek to try to get to Game 7. There's nothing like being in the stadium for the biggest plays of the year. And with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get the guaranteed seats you want for a great value. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone. As I mentioned, I might have to try to get into Game 7 here to go see the Pens head to the Stanley Cup Finals. It's by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere with just a few taps. I can instantly find seats for this weekend or this up. I guess it wouldn't be this weekend. It'll be tomorrow. You always get the best deal on every ticket with SeatGeek because SeatGeek prices compares for you by searching multiple ticket sites. Prices can vary depending on where you shop, but SeatGeek will always find you the lowest available price. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals to fit your budget. Plus, every ticket you buy on SeatGeek is backed by their 100% guarantee. So you can shop on tickets for SeatGeek with confidence. And this is the best part. You guys all get a $20 rebate off your first SeatGeek purchase. And this is what you do. You download the SeatGeek app if you already have. Go to the setting tabs and click add a promo code. Add the promo code LONFL. LONFL. And then they'll send you $20. What a deal. You get a check in the mail. Can't beat that. So here we go into the top 10. Number 10, another youngster coming off a very good year. Maybe the fate of the AFC would have been different if it wasn't for Derek Carr's injury. I think he's very much going in the right direction. I think he's a student of the game. Does a lot of good things on the field. Good supporting cast. Only get better. Would you guys rather have Derek Carr or Cam Newton? And that's not. And by the way, this, I should preface this, and this is how all these position lists will go. It's not who would I rather have from now going forward. It's how good they are right this second. You know, so game day comes up. Game day is today. Do I want my starting quarterback to be Carr or Newton? Barely, but I want Carr. And I do think that there's a chance he has a better career of the two as well. That's not what we're talking about here. Great careers, Phillip Rivers. He's number nine. Has been turning the ball over too much. Has been crushed by offensive line and receiver injuries of late, and as well as Danny Woodhead. Still gets it done, though. I mean, you guys know I'm a fan. And to be honest, before I did this list, and sometimes it can be revealing when you actually put them on paper or an Excel spreadsheet in this case, I would have thought I'd have Rivers higher. You know, I love him. I think he's one of the most underrated player of this generation. I'm a big, big Rivers fan, still getting it done at a high level. An ascending player that if I were to bet where he'll be next year, I think he'll probably be in that five neighborhood, living up to the first overall pick. He was not that long ago. Really has become the face of the Detroit Lions. That's Matthew Stafford. All the tools in the world you could ever ask for. Coming off a great year and a half since Jim Bob Cooter took over. Superstar in the making to me. I mean, to me, this is the career path you want your first overall pick to take. You know, if Jameis Winston can be at this stage when he's the same age, or you know what I mean, that this is what you're looking for. So he's got it all. I think there's a chance it won't, that he'll be the best quarterback in the league in 4 or 5 years. I don't think that's crazy talk. Guy near and dear that I just saw at Steeler training or mini camp, Ben Roethlisberger. I have him at 7. You guys probably thought I'd have him higher. I think there's some. He's still a great player, and boy, he made some throws today. I was like, wow. But his road stats are hard to ignore. I mean, they're terrible. I mean, they're not terrible, but they're much, much worse than at home. And they play half their games on the road. I think it's safe to ask, is he a declining asset? I mean, not that he's at Eli Manning level, that's for sure. But is he not quite what he used to be? You know, I mean, he's taking a beating. Still a great one. I think he'll, you know, orchestrate one of the best offenses in the league, as we talked about Monday. But there's six guys I like better. One of which is Russell Wilson, who's coming off somewhat of a down year. Also was really beat up all year. I don't blame Wilson for any of the Seattle offensive struggles. I still think he's a phenomenal player. I think he's getting better. I think it's really his team now, and it really became that way after Lynch left. I don't know that he'll ever be best quarterback in the league, but I think it's going to take a lot to bump him out of this 4 to 7 or 8 neighborhood, you know, for the duration. Really good player. Another older dude that just keeps getting it done is Drew Brees. And I was torn here. You know, I felt pretty confident with Wilson at 6, Roethlisberger at 7, Stafford at 8, Rivers at 9. Was torn between Carr and Newton, but decided with Carr over Newton to finish out the top 10. But these next three, I have Matt Ryan at 3, Andrew Luck at 4, Drew Brees at 5. And I think they're all pretty similar in terms of who should be 3, 4, 5. Yeah, they're all phenomenal. Brees has done it forever. I mean, the numbers he has put up, the Hall of Fame career hasn't really fallen off. I mean, what's not to like? I mean, we know what he is, and it's phenomenal, and it's not getting worse. Luck, to me, is coming off the best season of his career. And I thought there was a stage of his career, and much of his career, that he was overrated. You know, not overrated as a prospect, but overrated as an actual player. Where now, I think he's underrated. You know, the people don't realize how good he was last year. He and T.Y. Hilton carried that offense. I thought he was a total, total stud last year and playing better than ever. But, you know, as the opposite has been true of much of his career, nobody seems to notice. You know, like, nobody seemed to pick that up. Everyone picked up that the MVP, Matt Ryan, was phenomenal last year. He was, you know, possibly the best quarterback in all the league last year. I've never had a lot of bad things to say about him, but he took it up to a new level. Had more around him than ever. We'll see how Shanahan's loss affects him. It wouldn't shock me that, you know, and there's no shame in this, but it wouldn't shock me if we did a quarterback ranking every year of Matt Ryan's career, and the highest he ever got was this. You know, this is the pinnacle of who he is, and that's the third best quarterback in the league, or, you know, at worst, the fifth best quarterback in the league. I'm obviously a big fan. Again, there's not a lot of negatives here. He's taken his game up another level. Can he maintain it at the same level as he was a year ago? I think that's a little more of a question than a guy like Wilson or Roethlisberger or Breeze or even Rivers, you know, these guys below him. They've done it for a sustained stretch longer, but even 2 years ago, I mean, he's a good high-end quarterback. I've always thought he was in the 9, 10, 11 range, and so this might be his peak, but obviously I love him. What's not to love?
Is that the new iPhone?
Yeah, got it on T-Mobile. Fastest iPhone deserves America's fastest LTE network.
Introducing the amazing iPhone 8. It's the best iPhone yet, now on America's best unlimited network. For a limited time, save up to $300 on the amazing iPhone 8 after 24 monthly bill credits. And now join T-Mobile's iPhone upgrade program for free.
Eligible trade-in and finance agreement required. If you cancel service, you may lose promo credits. Contact us for details. Video at 480p. Small fraction of users over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speed. See store for details.
So you guys are smart cookies, practice squad. I'm sure you figured out who the top two are. Of course, you don't know the order yet, and I think there could be a very strong argument for Brady over Rodgers, Rodgers over Brady. Brady just won the Super Bowl and put the team on his back, and he's probably the best quarterback that ever lived. Probably. Still, I want Aaron Rodgers. I know I'm biased towards this guy. On game day, there's nobody I want more. And that's all due respect to Tom Brady. I mean, that's not a slight on Brady at all. I'm sure many of you out there are going, this is an easy decision, Williamson. Brady's the best player on the planet. He's the best player ever. He's the best quarterback in all the land. Maybe. Maybe. But if those two are standing there on the playground and I get to pick one, I'm picking AR. I just think that you don't see quarterbacks that can do what he can do and does it on a consistent basis like Rodgers. So to me, he's the best quarterback in all the land. And I think it's going to take a lot to convince me otherwise. I mean, if Tom Brady hasn't convinced me otherwise what he's done, then I don't know that I ever will. And maybe I'm being bullheaded about this and ignoring the obvious, but the guy that I want is Aaron Rodgers. So that's going to do it. Next show will be running backs. See you.
Napa Know How.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum 3 items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.